the conviction of the work, and also while you are still students, see how they quote Quran Sharif, how they quote Hadith Sharif. It's on their tongue. So we also, while we are here now, don't waste our time. Whenever we got chance, learn the Ibarat. And even Ash'ar, the Arabic Ash'ar, all that, from Tafsir, from the Shuruhat of Hadith, all that what they quote. This is the time to learn it. If you're not going to learn it now, when will you? Maulana Qatani, when he was here, I think every year he came out first always. Should make so much effort. So all of us, while you are here, learn. It will help you your whole life. Your life will be made, other people's life will be made. And then the more we will speak about it, and very important, to make zikr of it also. Zikr, with the same, or yaqeen of Allah's zat, Allah's qudrat. That yaqeen, if we remake zikr, la ilaha illallah, and that whole comes in our mind, that Allah is the only doer, Allah is the, then it will become solid in the heart. So, bayan also make, on tawheed, give people da'wat. Make zikr also, and then dua also. That Allah bless us with that yaqeen. It's only by Allah's doing. We can't. We try. Our trying is to speak of iman and yaqeen. And our trying is that we make zikr. And with la ilaha, negate everything in the world. Every power, everything, greatness, knowledge. There is nothing in the world. Illallah. In everything, only Allah. Then make dua for that also. And by going out in Jamaat, the other benefit is that with that in mind, you are making hijrat. You are leaving the comforts of your home, you are leaving your town, you are leaving your country, and you are going in the path of Allah. Inshallah, Allah will bless us with that reality. So that yaqeen must come into us. The talk of yaqeen is there. The ears of yaqeen is there. But the heart must, that yaqeen must be felt. Allah bless us with that. Just very shortly, in the battle of Yarmouk, the enemy was 600,000, the soldiers. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he reached there, he chose 30 people, only 30, 30, to go and fight 600,000 people. Then his other friends and them, they insisted on him and convinced him, take another 30. So he went with 60. And when he went there in the battlefield, the enemy, they thought he came and talked peace. You can't fight 60 with 600,000. So he came in for a delegation to talk peace. So he says, "Acha, you realize you can't fight us, so you came and talk peace." So he declared war. We have come to fight. 60 against 600,000. From the morning till the night, the swords were just going from this side to that side. And by the night, 600 were routed. They all, how many got killed? Others all ran away. Sahaba, only about 5 or 6 became shaheed after the 30. Another 5's bodies they couldn't find. So they thought that they must have captured those 5 Sahaba. So then they made arrangements to go and have negotiations to release the Sahaba. So Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu went with just a few Sahaba. They came there and those people agreed and they put out a silken carpet for them. So that Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Remove this carpet. We don't walk on it." So he said, "But we put it for your honor and your respect." He says, "Well, arda farashnaha fa ni'mal ma'ahidun." Allah says, "We have put a carpet on the earth and we are the best of carpet layers. The best carpet we lay. So we don't need your carpet." So then he told him that enemy said, "Let us become brothers." He said, "No problem. You read Kalima, you become Muslims, you keep your land, you keep everything. We don't want your land. And we are brothers. And also, if you don't accept Islam, I can see that day in front of me when a rope will be around your neck and you'll be dragged and you'll be taken in front of Amirul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in Madinatul Munawwara." So he became fire. He was talking to me like this. So he says, he told his people, "Catch him." So Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu immediately drew his sword. And he told his friends also, "Now we'll meet at Kausar on Qiyamah's day." Then he said, "No, I was just joking." He quickly said, "I was just joking, there was nothing." This is what we have to have in us. Where's 60 and where's 600,000? And Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu was only going with 30 people. We haven't got that yet. And we must talk about it. make the zikr, negate everything else, and make dua that Allah bless us with it. May Allah make this a reality in our lives out of His kindness.